And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Hour number two of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around and catching the program. If you missed the first hour, you can go back and listen to it online, radio4all.net, or you can podcast the show on iTunes. What is it? Well, it's a countdown show. We're taking the charts from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well, and he's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
You'll find the entire national top 50 there, which is at earshot-online.com, the National Campus and Community Radio Report. We play the top 20 releases for you every single week, and as Anthony mentioned, we're about to delve into the top 10, and you can go find that full list online right now. That list is compiled by calculating over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations' top 30 charts. You can find all their separate charts as well, and both nationally and separately, you can find specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, genres you're all going to hear on the show today. You can also find monthly and yearly top lists, and also interviews, reviews, and so much more. So go check it out in your spare time, earshot-online.com.
And we all know that you have spare time right now because you're listening to this program, so go check it out.
We'll wait. They could be driving.
Well, okay, that's true.
That Don't is true. Go on the internet if you're driving.
And you can find us a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and like some exposure on this show. Happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. And, you know, heed Brian's advice. Don't email or join our Facebook or anything if you're driving. But if you're not, get on that, because we've got a pretty sweet contest coming up on our Facebook page pretty soon. We're going to be giving away passes to Sappy Fest, as we did last year, and it was a pretty good contest. A lot of people entered, and we had the winner, I think, really enjoyed themselves. It was a good time. I won't be attending this year, but you are taking the lovely Abby with you from here from local 107.3 FM, so you guys will have a blast, and I don't know, I'll just sit here and cry. I'm not actually going to cry, because... I loud music. I do not beat around the bush when it comes to this stuff. Loud music for me, it's, you know, I'm showing my ripe old age of 28 at the end of the month.
You had a good time.
I did have a good time. It's just loud music for me is, I feel like if you could go to a concert, here's a concept. I'm coming up with a concept right now. Another one of my $1 million ideas that I could take to the Dragon's Den. Are you ready for this? Remember when I interviewed the lady from the Dragon's Den? So here we go. A concert where you go and the sound is mixed and you're given a pair of headphones where they broadcast the concert to you, but you set the volume. That actually sounds really enjoyable. Doesn't it?
Why don't you just watch some live concert DVDs, I think, is what you're that's what you're interested in. That you can pause and take bathroom breaks with and eat free popcorn. That's what you want.
No. I'm just talking about being there, like, taking in the live music, but not it not being so loud.
Just wear and just having, you just wear earplugs.
Yeah, you say that, but I don't know if I believe it.
It's great. You should just wear earplugs.
Anyway, we'll see. Maybe that'll be $1 million idea. Now somebody's probably all stole
it
from me.
It's not $1 million idea, I can tell you that.
All right, we've got the top 10 in this hour of the program. Stephen Karlick is back with us in this hour to chat a little bit more about music news and some starting things off in this hour of the program, in the music news anyway, with a pretty heavy story about the Confederate flag and everything that's going on with that in the States. So lots of great stuff coming your way in this hour, and I think we're going to kick it off right now with number 10.
All right, it's a new one into the show. It debuted at number 21 last week. Soul have a record out called I Become a Shade, and it's at number 10. You're going to hear a track called Haunt a Light. Then Moon King there at number 9, up from number 15 this week. You're going to hear a track called Comeback, and Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart still sticking around last week at number 5. This week, number 8, with the track Metal.
Here's Haunt a Light, Soul. You're number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. Oh,
I'm not afraid to
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Yeah.
was Metal by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart at number 8, down from number 5. At number 9, down from up from number 15, it's a new one from Moon King called Secret Life. You heard a track called Come Back. And we kicked off that set of tunes at number 10 with Haunt a Light, a track from Soul and their new record I Became a Shade, up from number 21.
It's hour number 2 of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us and enjoying the countdown, and of course all the features that we bring you every week as well. Back to the phone line now as we catch up again with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there and brings us music news every week. We've got some I'm going to say that this is a pretty heavy story to start with, just because of all the controversy that has been going on around the Confederate flag in the States. And this has to do with Killer Mike and his opposition to the Confederate flag.
Yeah, this has become quite a hot button issue in the U.S. And actually, as people have pointed out on Twitter and on Instagram, in Canada, you will see the Confederate flag in some more remote areas of Canada. The rapper Killer Mike, very smart man, become a respected political commentator as of late. He's weighed in on issues like the uprisings in Ferguson and the violence in Baltimore. Now the Run the Jewels rapper has weighed in on the Confederate flag in an essay for The Fader. For those who've been following, photos have emerged of the Charleston church killer Dylan Roof posing with the Stars and Bars, which has reaffirmed the flag as a symbol of racial oppression. Making matters worse, the Confederate flag at the South Carolina State House was not flown at half-mast following the incident. Many, including the governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, have called for the flag to be removed from the Capitol, and various states and businesses have distanced themselves from the symbol. Naturally, Killer Mike opposes the use of the flag in his essay, but not for the reason you might think. He actually says that the flag represents a group who attempted to separate from the United States during the Civil War, and that it's consequently the rebel flag, he says, of heinous traitors. And since the Confederates lost the Civil War, American taxpayers, he said, shouldn't have to pay for the loser's flag to be flown on publicly funded property. Although he does, surprisingly, tolerate its use, private use, in homes or on articles of clothing. He says that he has, quote, no problem with it, and understands that many folks see it as part of their heritage. That being said, of course, he acknowledges the flag's racial overtones, saying that it's been used, quote, as a way to intimidate black people. So it's a complicated issue. You should go to exclaim.ca, read the entire essay. It is more nuanced than I'm able to convey in this short amount of time. Do read it and sort of form your own opinion. But very sensitive stuff.
Yeah, it's quite lengthy, the essay, but definitely worth the read. And good for him for talking about the issue and keeping this at the forefront, because it's a really big issue for everyone, not just those in the States. All right, we're going to move on for some more news, and Nicholas Jarre has some music out, and it was a surprise.
It was a surprise. Nicholas Jarre has recently been releasing 12-inch singles every couple of months. They've been very good. But he announced plans recently to deliver a new score for director Sergei Parayanov's 1969 film The Color of Pomegranates. And though it seemingly won't be paired with the flick in cinema houses anytime soon, Jarre opted to release his score on June 24th for free. So the New York producer announced the free release on that afternoon on Twitter. The message included a link to a download for a 20-song score. It's called Pomegranates, and it comes with liner notes that describe some of the songs were made before Jarre had even heard of the film, while others were initially meant for other projects. One song titled Shame, for instance, is an unused hip-hop beat, while one titled Survival was an early attempt at a beat for DJ Slugo. Many of the songs were written for a number of projects, but some of them were influenced by the film. Either way, it's 20 new songs by Nicholas Jarre, very respected sort of avant electronic composer, very well respected. It's really great. You can give it a download at exclaim.ca, find the link there, as well as see a track list.
Awesome stuff. And one more story to round it all out in this hour of the program, and that is news from Panda Bear and collecting some remixes.
Yeah, so Panda Bear, of course, Noah Lennox of Animal Collective, released a new solo album earlier this year titled Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper, songs from which will now be collected apparently on a new EP featuring the likes of hip-hop icon Pete Rock and beloved electronic experimenter Andy Stott. The tellingly titled Panda Bear vs. the Grim Reaper Remixes EP will arrive as a digital release on Monday, June 29th through Domino Records. A press release explains that the 5-song collection includes Stott's recent revamp of Panda Bear's album track Boys Latin, as well as a reworked Come to Your Senses that PC Music producer Danny L. Harrell served up in early May. A Stream of Pete Rock's redo of Crosswords is the lead-off track and can be streamed at exclaim.ca. There's also a remix of Come to Your Senses by Lisbon-based artist DJ Marfox, as well as Container's reinterpretation of Mr. Noah. All the track listing details and a few tour dates left over, none in Canada at the moment, available at exclaim.ca, as well as the Crosswords Pete Rock remix, which you can hear there.
Very cool. All right, that does it for the music news for the program. And of course, Stephen, as always, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us. And I'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you very much. My song pick this week is there is a new Chemical Brothers album coming out. And while they've never been the strongest album makers, some of their singles have been outstanding. And this new one is no different. It in fact features art rocker Saint Vincent, who released one of my favorite albums of last year. She features on a new track called Under Neon Lights, which has a touch of Steve Reich to it. It's a pretty neat song, very interesting, and still appropriate for the club. It's Under Neon Lights, Chemical Brothers with St. Vincent on Earshot.
Earshot Extra.
I'm not afraid to Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Jamie XX, Faith No More, Patrick Watson, Brandon Flowers, Jazz Cartier, Buffy St. Marie, and our annual festival guide for all the festivals across Canada this summer. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Explain that to me. I'm in over my head. Diving so deep, I'm in over my head. I'm in over my head. Loving so deeply, I'm in over my head. I'm in over my head.
It's the Earshot 20.
Over My Head by Alabama Shakes. Their new one's called Sound and Color, dropping two spots to number six this week. Floodplain is a new one from The Weather Station. Her latest record is called Loyalty. It was at number three last week, and it was at number seven this week. And as we always do, we have a pick from Stephen Karlik. His song this week was Under Neon Lights. It's a new one by The Chemical Brothers.
Fun stuff. I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. We're counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online.com in this hour of the program. And so quick break now as I tell you a little bit about my fabulous trip, which you and Mike divulged to the world last week. I mean, it was supposed to be kind of a secret, but I did go to Los Angeles. Is that where you said I went?
I don't know. I didn't say any of these things.
Okay, I went to Los Angeles. And
I doubt anyone remembers. You're going to sound like a lunatic.
Yeah, they're gonna, okay, for context, you'll have to go back and listen to the entire episode of last week. But I did go to this fan fiction event for Two and a Half Men in Los Angeles and got to, get to meet some really cool people. And I am not, as you exclaimed, I am not a big fan of John Cryer. Like, I don't have anything against the guy, but I'm not like a huge Cryer fan.
So he said, I think that Mike said that you got hired by the show. So why are you back? Did you get fired already?
Yeah, I wrote an episode where Charlie Sheen came back and they didn't want any of that. So yeah, but I was trying to give the fans what they want. I know what they want. I'm the fan.
I don't even know if that show is still on television.
I don't think it is.
That's what we discussed last week. Yeah. I think Mike was like, oh, that show's not on TV anymore. I was like, oh, news to me.
Yeah. So anyway, it was, I was actually just...
Same news to me that apparently The Apprentice is still on TV. That was another piece of information you shared with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was kind of a joke, but it's not a joke that it's on air, but it's a joke that...
It is a joke that it's on air.
Well, okay. It's a joke that it's on air.
a joke on everyone.
Yeah, and a joke that he's running for president. But anyway, so I had a lot of fun. I was just doing some scholarship presentations for work to students, which was a lot more fun.
That's
actually
exciting. Giving people money.
Yeah, than going to a fan fiction. Yeah, whatever that story was. So
Mike's is.
It was good.
He's a creative guy, that. that Mike Specht.
He is. He's got some weird things in his brain. All right, we've got a few more tracks. We're going to move on to number five, number four, and then we'll be back with the lowdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the spot of number five.
All right, it's a big movement this week. A debut at number 30 last week is the latest from Yukon Blonde. Their new one is called On Blonde. It's at number five this week, and you're going to hear a track called Jezebel. Then we're going to hear Dance Down by Crosses. Their new one on Telephone Explosion is called Low. That's L-O. It's at number four, up from number 10.
I got the moonlight all to myself. Because you love.
Number 4.
Can you corrupt my mind so sure and sentient of your design? Now I can't corrupt my own insides, although you dwell in mine in time.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Crosses at number 4, up from number 10. Their latest is called Low. You heard a track called Dance Down. And we kicked off a new one from Yukon Blonde. Their new record On Blonde is into the program for the first time this week, debuting at number 30 last week. And at number 5, you heard Jezebel.
All right. I know you're a loyal listener, and you have listened to this program every week, and you've always wondered, you know, what's below the top 20? You only play the top 20, Anthony and Brian. What's below that? We give it to you every week, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
I'm super prepared this week at number 49. We have 7 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick it off at that spot with Punk Explosion Extension, which Mint Records says can just be shortened to Punk X. It is the new album from avant-pop artist Rennie Wilson, which was recorded between 2007 and 2014. The record follows Rennie's natural progression from the breakup of his high school garage punk band, the Subatomics, in 2007 to his present-day life in Montreal. Probably see that one into the top 20 next week. Electronic musical duo Delirium have been captured in a new compilation of unreleased tracks and remixes simply titled Rarities and B-Sides, and it cracks the charts at number 47. Up next at number 36 is London, Ontario-based folk outfit Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies and their latest EP, Tongue Tied. At number 32, Mick Futures is Sudbury, Ontario-based songwriter and drummer for Strange Attractor and Statues. He's released Band from the Future on Telephone Explosion. Soft S is a Vancouver three-piece channeling the mid-80s goth post-punk with his new release, Dark Power, at number 31. Falling at number 29 is Algier, a rock trio based in the American South and now split between London and New York, and their self-titled debut release just arrived via Matador Records. And we close out the Lowdown this week at number 24 with Still Waking Up, the sophomore release from Nova Scotia band Rain Over St. Ambrose, recorded by Diego Medina at the Old Confidence Lodge with production handled by Tim Dion of Winter Sleep.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Brian. And now 3 more tracks before we call it a day. So we're going to kick it off with number 3. We'll let you know what you heard in the number 2 and number 1 spot when we return.
All right. They drop from number 2 to number 3 this week. It is Mets. Their latest is called 2. Here is The Swimmer.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still again at the top spot was Braze. Their latest is called Deep in the Iris. And we close out the show this week with the track Warm Like Summer. We heard Faith Healer climbing all the way back almost to the top of the charts from number 18 to number 2. Got some staying power on that one. The latest from Mint Records called Cosmic Troubles. And we heard a track called Again. And we heard The Swimmer by Metz. Their latest is called 2. It drops from number 2 to number 3.
There you go. Another countdown complete for another week. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Evan. Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And we do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast out of Local 107. 7.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all for airing the show, and you may be hearing us on one of those stations, or you might be hearing us if you download the program from radioforall.net or podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to the show, though, thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown and all kinds more, plus more Sappy Fest coverage to come. Stick around, there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.